Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this program. It's showtime.
This program's brought to you by us. It's, I'm DJ Simon. I'm Simon.
And I'm L.
Yeah, so it's hello from me.
And hello from him. Help us, we can't wake up.
Yes, a shonky one. But I've had a couple of cup of coffees, so they're starting to sit in there. We're doing all right.
We're just trading cliches.
Well, isn't that what we usually do for 2 hours on a Saturday morning?
I can't wake up. I mean, that is to say, good morning, Waiheke. Look out your window. What a gorgeous day it is.
Yeah, I'm just opening those blinds up. I can't see. But yeah, it's a beautiful day. And I know we always say that every single morning. But it's kind of true, you know. We live on Waiheke.
Summer on Waiheke. Down at the artworks, it's all coming alive.
It is. The boats are back, which is great. I haven't seen the flying carpet kicking around, which is lovely. So what have we got on the show today? We've got new tracks from Razorlight, MIA, The Avalanches, The Decemberists, Alicia Dixon, an oldie from MGMT, The Chemical Brothers, and DJ Shadow. What you got, mate?
Oh, I've got the usual gubbins.
I got gubbins,
the usual. You know me.
Okay, we don't actually talk about this show, but we just turn up and like hope for the best. hope that the other one's got their shit together. kind of seems to work. Well, you know, the jury's out, eh? So anyway, you're tuned into Waiheke Radio, 107.4 and 88.3, and this...
It's the breakfast show.
It's the Saturday breakfast show.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on with it.
Details you
That'll Do Air. That's the current single from Razorlight, one of those bands at the moment. A track called Burberry Blue Eyes. This is MIA and Jimmy.
Come back, Jimmy.
Listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Okay, it's that time of the morning. Oh, it's all running out of pace this morning, isn't it? Okay, the weather forecast for today, we've got a max of 22 degrees. The weather will be fine with a southwesterly breeze. For tomorrow, another max of 23. Tomorrow, it'll get even better, mainly fine with sea breezes. And for Monday, a few light showers here and there, which is kind of perfect, really. Let's play a track from the Avalanche. He's not heard from this for a while. This is Since I Left You. And yeah, feel free to get in touch with us here at the studio. You can email us at studio@waihikiradio.org.nz, or you can give us a call on 372-7192. Your turn into the breakfast show.
Here we go.
Good time now. Welcome to paradise.
Yeah, Mark actually stops that. You wasn't expecting that, were you?
I spotted it last night, actually, yes.
Marvellous track, that. The Avalanches, Since I Left You. We were just saying that's like one of the all-time summer great barbecue albums, that.
Yeah, it is.
And they haven't done a thing for about 6-7 years, have they?
Where have they been? They've obviously been having a lot of barbecues, haven't they?
They have. Just excellent.
Round of applause.
Yeah. The Island's very own ska band, Full Stop, will be playing down the Woolshed next week.
Do you reckon they'll play that? I think they probably will. Won't they?
I reckon they will. That's the Specials from 1979. Joining the Specials will be Swoon, of course, everyone's favourite cover band. Sean, if you're listening, and I know you like to download the show once we've gone off air, this is also from 1979. This is by The Regents, and this is a song that I want you to have learnt by next Saturday.
All right.
And be playing out for me. I'll be the one at the front of the stage.
And not yet a woman, Soho clean, thought that you were never coming. 17, completely new sensations, someone's dreams created your perfection. All the girls, and all the boys,
all the boys, they wanna make her, want
they want you,
17.
A permanent reaction,
reaction
makes your scene. Now you're caught in her reflection.
Reflection.
17. She's a beautiful mutation. We sow the seeds of a future generation. Boys love future girls. All the girls,
all the girls just love to hate.
And all the boys,
all the boys, they
wanna make her,
want to take her
home with them,
with them.
Because she's 17. Could this be love? She's only 17. I want you 17. So Seventeen, and not yet a woman. So
What an excellent track. I found that at the back of my 7-inch vinyl collection last night, and I thought it's time to get that played on the radio again. The Regents from 1979 and 17. Next up, just like possibly the most perfect wake up on a sunny Saturday morning ever track. This is The Adult Net and Waking Up in the Sun. You're listening to the Saturday Morning Breakfast Show.
Waking up in the sun to find that the day is undone. Waking up in the sun. Waking up in the sun. I grip the sand in my teeth. Feel the heat of the beat. Waking up in the sun. Waking up in the sun. Peace in the waves and the sound of the beat. There's a bubble in the water. There's a beat when I sleep. There's a beat when I sleep.
Here on the Saturday Morning Breakfast Show, you're listening to Simon and Elle. That was The Adult Net, Waking Up in the Sun. And I played that one especially for Brent, who's coming in later on to do
That sounded like it had a hint of Christmas about it. Did you notice? Which is kind of odd, given that it's a Sun record. But Trevor was playing Christmas songs on his show the other day. And on both of his shows, he does two shows here on Waiheke Radio, Trevor. 60's show on Friday. What did he play yesterday? Something from the Phil Spector album. It's November, Trevor.
And even if it was December the 24th, it still don't sound right.
Well, I know, that's just us English people, you know. But I at Christmas, I kind of... On December, I don't, you know, first up, you don't play a Christmas record all after the 20th of December, surely.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
And I do go absolutely crazy on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I don't actually ever want to hear another Christmas song for another year, which is very handy because Christmas only comes but once a year.
Indeed.
All right. Okay. I'm going to play a couple of promos, come back with a couple of tunes after these words.
Blagging the Blogosphere, an hour of experimental radio jacked straight into the World Wide Web. A free-ranging experiment in new music, old music, tagging, blogging, and networked audio artifacts and voices. It's radio for those who spend way too much time online. Tune in to Country Mike on Blagging the Blogosphere, Monday nights from 9 to 10 on Waiheke Radio.
Hi, this is Nikki Nata. Are you listening to Waiheke Radio, the best radio station on the planet?
I got a man with two left feet, and when he dances not to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythm's go, go, go. I got a man with two left feet, and when he dances not to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythm's go, go, go. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Hey boy, how you been? I got a thousand lines. Where do I begin? And I've been here, been there, traveling. I saw you at the corner. My vibe kicked in. And two pills, I clock you. Wearing tight jeans and real nice food. You were smiling like you were just 17.
Valerie Plame, if that really is your name, is Valerie Plame. That really is your name. I would just shout the same to the world. Dear Valerie Plame, that really is your name. I would just shout the same to the world.
There you go, wave your scarves in the air.
They were both great. Who were they then?
Okay, two tracks there. A really good one there. That's the Decemberists, Valerie Plame.
Love that.
A very big Kinks thing going on there. They definitely listen to the Kinks. And before that, Alicia Dixon, The Boy Does Nothing. And I figure if Chris Morrell's on Radio 1 in the UK can play it, then, well, so can we on the Saturday.
Yeah,
for
we're
sure.
A proper radio station, aren't we?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently. Well, yeah, that's what it says on the promo, isn't it?
It does. We're a proper radio station.
Exactly. All right, so what we got now then? I think it's time for...
This Day in Rock History.
You said that so well. On this day, the 29th of November in 2001, following a battle with cancer that began in 1998, Beatles lead guitarist George Harrison dies from his ailment at the age of 58.
Oh.
That's very sad. And kind of coming back to a track you played
last week,
in 1980, Stray Cats debut in the UK chart with Runaway Boys. A great track.
Terrific,
there.
Yeah.
In 1975, and I remember this, Queen got to number one with Bohemian Rhapsody, and it was number one for the entire summer.
It was, wasn't it? Just all year.
Yeah. It was just on all the time. In 1972, Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations was released. A version of the song by The Indisputed Truth was released 4 months earlier, and nobody bought it.
Probably rubbish.
It probably was. Maybe I'll look that up. In 1969, the Beatles released Come Together as a single. And today's featured item on this day in rock history. On this day in, I think it was 1979, Supertramp released Breakfast in America, an album that sold 11 million copies worldwide. And here's one of the singles off the album, the first single off the album. This is the logical song, Supertramp.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily, oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me.
You're listening to Classic Hits Radio on Waiheke Radio. That's the Supertramp. I love that. It's the logical song. There's a great innocence about Supertramp's music. I think you've kind of said that they were far too complicated for their own good at some point.
I think they might have been, yeah.
But I'm a bit of a fan. Okay, over to you, mate. What do you got?
I'm just going to bring us bang up to date. This is a track from Primal Scream's latest album, Beautiful Future. And this is Uptown.
You feel
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
That'll do very nicely. Current single, kind of, from Lily Allen. What's that called? I can't remember what it's called.
That's Everyone's At It from her soon-to-be-released album, It's Not Me, It's You, which will be out in February.
All right, good stuff. Okay, and now it's time for...
The Week in Papers.
Well, I caught you on the hook. Caught you out a little bit there. Sorry, mate. What are we going to do in the papers? This is some good week in the papers this week, I thought. All sorts of stupid stuff. My favourite week, I think we should actually start having a Muppet of the Week feature. There's two Muppets this week. I shall look forward to finding out the Muppet of the Week every week.
It takes a special sort of Muppetry to get away with this one.
It's a little bit like the Darwin Awards for people who die stupidly. Yeah. So there's this pair in a pair of would-be thieves got their comeuppance last week after a noisy efforts to siphon petrol from a private vehicle landed them straight into the arms of the law. The attempted crime by two young, stupid Ostend men happened in Onatangi in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Police Constable Dean Arthur told Waiheke Marketplace, "The pair had been driving to Onatangi when the car was running out of gas." Is that what he sounds like?
That's exactly what he sounds like, actually. Yeah.
He said they had parked beside another vehicle and went off looking for cars to break into. And having had no success, the pair then returned to the car and attempted to siphon some of the petrol from the one beside it outside the owner's home. But they were making so much noise, the owner was awakened and yelled out. What did he yell? "Oi, you!" When he realized what was happening. Arthur said the pair then started scampering down the road before one of them suddenly realized that his car was still parked at the scene of the bungled crime attempt. What a muppet. So he went back. The 20-year-old then went back and was caught by the homeowner while his 19-year-old mate and fellow Muppet continued to escape on foot. Well, there you go. Classic story of the week.
It makes me laugh. The thing that caught my eye this week was in the Waiheke Week, where old Merv Bennett, he's really got it in for Noble Angelo, isn't he?
Or Nobby, as we like to call him.
Well, Nobbly. Apparently it's Nobbly now. Nobbly, we don't need this. I mean, he won't give him a single break. I mean, even the bylines in the newspapers, Caramelous offers rubbish options.
I really like that headline, actually.
I mean, what he meant to say, Caramelous put forward some options regarding the rubbish on the on the island.
That's what he meant to say.
But, I mean, you know, each week there's the two of them. It makes it, they're like two mighty titans squaring up to each other in the press. You got Merv, the crazed, powerful media mogul, using his organ to give Noble Angelo a vicious beating.
Has he got an organ?
He's got a huge organ.
Okay.
And then you got Noble Angelo, the loose cannon firing off shots every which way, no one knowing which target he's going to pick.
Yeah, well, next. The thing is, I actually read that Merv thing and I actually thought he had a point. I mean, I don't usually write that column because I don't really like Merv.
What, your whole page of character assassination?
Yeah, I know. It seemed wrong. Seemed very wrong. But I had to kind of agree with everything that he said.
It seems to me that there could be like a kid drowning off on Aroa Beach. Noble Angelo could walk on water to go and rescue the kid.
But he wouldn't have any clothes on, though, would he?
Well, no, actually, he wouldn't. But even then, like the headline would be something like Caramelous can't swim. No, it'd be like Caramelous can't swim. Anything to give him a kick in Merv. Knock it off. We all know.
At some point, Nobby will go, and all those people that voted for him can rise again.
What does it say here? Seldom, if ever, there's such been a palpable waste of time, energy, and resources been perpetrated on Waiheke, where for years we have tolerated the rights of people to be different.
Okay. On another note, we're going to big up the Lazy Lounge's 10th birthday. It's been 10 years since the Lazy's been on the island, which is fantastic for them. They're having a little birthday party on Monday. Starts at 3 p.m. and goes on till 9. Okay, that's the week in papers. Okay, here's a track by a band. I actually can't mention the name of this band because it has a rude word.
It's Star Effer.
Yeah, but it's a lovely track. It's called German Love. After this track, we'll be over to our news desk.
Yee.
Independence Network News.